collapsed. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
And right now we want to play a song by Steve Ragsdale.
No, not yet. I got to do my newsletter.
Okay, that's right.
Now, keep in mind, folks, that we have a wonderful newsletter, and most of you obviously are regular donors. You send in, and certainly you've sent your friends. But keep in mind, it's at no cost. It covers all the topics that we do and even some that we don't talk about. And to get this, it's completely without cost. All you have to do is, if you want to mail something to us with your name and address on it, please send it to WRWL Ministries. And that's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road. And that's in Newberry, Newbur, Ohio, 44065. And I'll repeat that, WRWL Ministries. And that's at 14781 Sperry Road. Excuse me. And that's Sperry Road. And it's Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Or you can call us and just leave your name and address and request newsletter. And also, my friend Sal from Chester, PA, why don't you give us a call with your coordinates so we can do that? And thank you very much. But our phone number is 440, and that's 338-1367. 440-338-1367, and just leave your name and address, and we'll certainly get it out to you. And all you have to say is newsletter. We thank you very, very much, and we appreciate your support, listening as well as financially. Thank you.
And why you got your pen? You know, a lot of people want to know how to watch me. Hey, right now, go right, type on Duane Risco, DuaneRisko 73. That's Duane, Duane Risco, RISKO 73, and check out my Facebook page, my page and all the posts. Check it out. And you can go type my name in on YouTube and watch all my shows. So with further ado, instead of the bottom of the hour break, we're going to play this song right now called Wait Right Here, okay, by Steve Ragsdale, that Randy and I just love this guy.
Oh, yeah.
We do. I hope you love him, too.
Still, and you will know that I am God.
Ah, Steve Ragsdale, wait right here for a little while. How about yous? Aren't you tired of the hustle and the bustle? You turn the TV on and the news and everything is seems like it's going to hell around the world in America, and the food prices are going up, violence everywhere, things out of control, people don't know who they are, homosexuality, LGBTQ, fires, floods, everything. Hey, you know what? Even in all that, Randy, you and I have talked about it in the past. Us Christians can see everything going around, but yet we can get quietly alone with the Lord and pray and talk to him, and we can handle the storms, but the lost people, they can't because they don't know Jesus.
Well, sure, that's in his power. You know, there's something that's going on that's brewing in this state this year that I really think that I need to talk about. I was at a meeting last night. And everybody here knows our own Elaine Conley.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Nurse
Lovely
who comes
Elaine
up.
Conley.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And we were there really in support of her. But it was the town hall meeting, and these are the Ohio Freedom Fighters and the Committee for Child Safety. And the meeting was about, it was against child mutilation. There is a bill, and I want everybody in Ohio to certainly pay attention and write this down. It's HB 68, House Bill 68. And what House Bill 68 is about, and this thing was packed. On the panel was Representative Jennifer Gross from District 45, John Hagan, who's a great guy, the Ohio Board of Education. He was a former state representative, Dr. Mary Malik, and she's a clinician psychologist, and then Dr. Janet, and I hope I'm saying this right, Levitin, or it might be Leviathan, and she's a pediatrician. But they all spoke last night. And House Bill 68 basically does this. It stops the madness. Right now, there are 10 states that have legislation like this, but Ohio is the only one on deck to have it voted on this year. So right now when you see the clipboard people at Walmart or wherever it is, and they're asking you to support women's reproductive rights, don't be fooled. The rider on it is for child mutilation. They want to lower the age of consent down to 11.
That's sick.
They'll settle with 14, but they want to lower it down to 11. Now, this bill presents them from giving and distributing puberty blockers to anybody under 18 and transgender surgery. What I learned last night is here in Ohio, we have 63 hospitals that do this surgery.
63?
63 of them that do these surgeries. Part of the thing they also talked about is that what they want to do is they want to make it where there's a repercussion to the doctors who do this, who promote this and do surgery, that part of their punishment if they get caught in violation of this is being made to pay for the restitution of these people that have been damaged by this type of thing. And
Randy, what kind of sicko that would call himself a doctor would cut genitals off for money?
Well, I'm going to tell you the carrot I found out last night, that when they get a transgender patient, normally over the course of the life of the transgender patient, $1.2 million per person. Big money.
So they're selling their souls to go to hell, stand the white throne judgment, and end up in a lake of fire for millions.
$1.2 million per person. And there's a drug that's distributed in Ohio called atrazine. And I don't know a lot about it, but one of the speakers talked about it, and I wrote this down because if you put frogs in male frogs in a one part per billion atrazine solution, they lay eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, male frogs will lay eggs. So it's something to think about. That they're on the way, and obviously we know what they're trying to do. Along with the mutilation now we want to do the hormonal stuff too.
This is one flew over the cuckoo's nest and then some.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like if anybody had told you even 5 years ago that we would be having this discussion, Yeah.
It goes to show you how close we are. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Noah, we are seeing the sex perversion take it to the new level. Obama opened the door, and Biden opened up the floodgates.
Absolutely. But in Ohio, you want to contact your representative, your congressman, the governor, about the passage of House Bill 68 to prevent this. And we have a chance to get it off the ballot. They need, like, I think it's 900,000 signatures. And I know that, like, I live in South Euclid, and, like, they're at the library, they're at Walmart, they're everywhere.
But you said a good point in there that they're using. They come up with, oh, this is for women's reproductive rights.
That's what I'm saying.
They throw the smoke screen, but they're not telling you the poison behind it.
And in Ohio, abortion is still legal for women up to 21 weeks. So I want to know, the question you need to ask these people is, well, what are the reproductive rights that are being restricted for women right now in Ohio?
Well,
and the answer is there isn't any.
Well, you know what the abortion issue is all about. It's really
they
want to keep fornicating. Okay,
right.
The Bible says don't fornicate until you're married. So they just want to, you know, get rid of this thing in my stomach so I can go out and fornicate more.
But truth and reality is that we all know too that, like, the other thing that they don't tell these people is that two out of three of them, after they've had the complete surgeries, commit suicide. Have you ever noticed that you don't see any old transgender people?
Well, what about the transgenders that are doing the murdering now? Well, they're doing the shootings.
Well, only the young and the beautiful.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you about the old ones.
Good point.
There are no old ones. You see walking around and that sort of thing because there's no place for them in life, and most of them will, in fact, you know, choose to exit life, if you will. And it's a sad thing because it's not the solution to the problem.
Well, here's another thing, Randy. Let's take this into how the Bible says about it. They're telling these people, look, we don't know who you are at birth. So we're going to wait. You go 3-4 years, you decide. Well, wait a minute. That's the author confusion. You mean to tell me you don't know a male versus a female? I do. The devil says, no, you don't. The devil is the author of confusion. Period.
Yeah, well, absolutely right, and we know there are only two sexes.
Amen.
Male and female. Now, I guess we need to get to these articles.
Go for it.
I got another one here, and this one says, Sudanese militants seize U.S.-funded biolab in Khartoum containing dangerous samples of measles, cholera, and other pathogens. The WHO warned of the potential of the, quote, high-risk, unquote, event after the Sudanese militants seized control of a dangerous biolab in Khartoum as fighting continues in the capital city. And I think we all know about that. The other thing that it says is Dr. Fauci was behind funding several international biolabs from the NIAID director from 1984 to 2022. And Natalie Winters at the War Room reported that the U.S. is funding biolabs in Sudan. Sudan's National Public Health Laboratory, whose recent seizure by militants has prompted the warning of causing a huge biological risk, received financial and personal support from U.S. government bodies, including the Department of Defense, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Health Agency, the War Room revealed. This is a huge biological risk associated with the occupation of the Central Public Health Lab in Khartoum by one of the fighting parties, he added. The lab, which is based in the country's capital, Khartoum, is a recipient of support from a variety of U.S. government agencies, including the Department of Defense, Centers for Disease Control, United States Agency for International Development. During Dr. Fauci's tenure as a National Institute of Health agency leader, he also allocated funds to support research involving scientists from the controversial laboratory. Now, isn't it interesting that we've been funding these labs? Sounds like Ukraine a little bit, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. You know, I don't have the article in front of me because I didn't have time today to print it out. But I'll give you a quick headline, and Pastor Sanders can follow up because I emailed him the stuff the other day. Check this out. Now, if you don't think some people have lost their freaking minds in the government, is suing an Amish farmer in Pennsylvania for $250,000 because he doesn't have any chemicals in the meat or in the cows. If that isn't sick, you're suing an Amish farmer who sells the beef. But they found out, the Food and Drug Administration, there's no chemicals in there. There's no growth hormones. There's nothing that can mess with your gallbladder and your bloodstream. This is sick. It's mad. Give me another article.
Sure, but unbelievable. You know, on top of that, you talked about in the meat. Listen to this. New York City to unleash food police to limit resident consumption in the name of, quote, climate justice.
Climate
to fight
justice.
To fight the mythical boogeyman known as climate change. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has introduced a new food policing scheme that will track the carbon footprint of New Yorkers based on the types and quantities of foods they eat. Now, in order to achieve a food-based emission reduction of 33% by the year 2030, Adams wants to closely track the food consumption habits of his city's nearly 9 million people. And here we go. And then furthermore, he wants to, as you might expect, the scheme targets meat and dairy as bad.
Imagine that. Imagine that, brother.
Categorizing them as worst contributors to climate warming. The solution, we are told, is to stop eating all meat and dairy and instead assume genetically engineered or GMO plant-based substances from a laboratory. It's easy to talk about emissions that are coming from vehicles and how it impacts our carbon footprint, Adam said, but we now have to talk about beef.
Oh, but it's okay if you're out in San Francisco and there's 5,000 dudes all lighting up bongs and it's going up in the air. Okay, we're not worried about the carbon footprint from all the dope being smoked.
Okay, now in partnership with C40 Cities, the Eco Data Lab, financial giant American Express, the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice put together an emissions chart from which Adams made his claims against meat and dairy. Adams, a vehement supporter of all things plant-based, also announced a new tracking system that will be run by Health and Hospitals, which is the name of the city's healthcare system. The tracker will monitor each New York City household food consumption habits and patterns. According to Adams, 1/5 of all greenhouse gases emissions in New York City come from the foods New Yorkers are eating. By eating less meat and dairy and more beyond meat and impossible foods, these emissions can be cut, Adams maintains. This is really bad news for people who rely on meat and dairy for their own unique nutritional needs. It also is problematic for diabetics, so I raise my hand there, who insist on having access to animal fats and meats for sustenance and will instead be driven towards sugary foods like fruit, which Adams says can replace meat and dairy. And it says the mayor of New York does not have the authority to enforce his vegan diet or other lifestyle policies on the people of New York, period. Responded someone in the comments. Not today, not later, not even in 100,000 years' time. This is a legitimate function of government, and it will never be. Thank you.
2 points. Number one, folks, do you want to know the real reason why they're against meat? Because meat is protein. You get iron from protein. It builds your blood. It builds your muscles. The life is in the blood. They want to kill us. Point number two. The Weather Channel. Turn it on. Cable. Turn on the History Channel. Cable. Turn on Discovery. Cable. Put on ABC, CBS, NBC, BBC, PBS. What do you see? They're pushing climate change, climate change, climate change. The Weather Channel and History and Discovery is in every classroom across America. It's on the laptops. It's on Google. It's on Bing. They're pushing this over and over and over to where everyone accepts the lie. They turn around and they show you the polar bear floating on ice, and they say, The polar bear has no place to go. The planet is heated up. No, stupid. Here's the breaking news from Dwayne Risco. It's springtime. The polar bears are floating on the ice because the seals and the fish are coming in, and they're coming in to eat them like a McDonald's logjam. That's the real truth. You got another article for us, brother?
You know what's interesting is that I worked at Harvard University when I got out of college in 1973. I worked there for six months initially, and then I was there for 3 years till 76. I worked for George Wald, who had just won the Nobel Prize in 1968. I was one of his research assistants. And do you know that I took courses in water and pollutants, and that was the first time they ever offered them with Dr. Julie Harris. I remember these people well, and I enjoyed the class. But the hot topic then was the nuclear winter. We're 50 years ago, they were saying we were going to freeze to death, that there was a book out, as a matter of fact, and you probably can still find it somewhere. It's called The Sheep Look Up, and it's a picture. It's a picture. You ought to see what he's showing me now.
He's brought this up, and this ran right into the top. See, we work together. The Holy Spirit is on the same course with us. This is on the Epic Times. Do yourself a favor for like 3 months for $36. The Epic Times in the issue of March 29, April 4. It's called Experts Issue New Climate Warnings, But Past Forecasts Hurt Credibility. Folks, check this out. March 29, April 4, 2023. The Epic Times, you deserve the greatest honor, reward you can. Because in here, they've got a picture of an iceberg melting, and it says, climate scientist credibility hurt. As climate experts warn of looming catastrophe, faulty past forecasts hurt their messages. For an example, in May 1947, the possibility of the rise of the surface of the ocean with result widespread rising, they went on to say the Arctic change is so serious that I hope an international agency can speedily be formed to study the conditions. They go on to do February 1952, March 1955, October 1958, November 1967, April 1970. In 1970 in April, scientists predicts a new ice age by the 21st century. The Boston Globe reported saying that the pollution expert James Lodge predicted that the air pollution may obliterate the sun cause the new ice age in the third century to disappear.
That's exactly right, and that's what they taught, and all the guys were getting all the money for that we were going to freeze to death. The book, folks, if you can find it in the library, is called The Sheep Look Up, and it's a picture of people with gas masks on, so they look like sheep with a little, and they're looking up, and it's a clouded sky. But we were going to freeze to death 50 years ago. Now, here's the other thing that's interesting. You know, they've only been studying the weather, as we know it, and I mean a comprehensive study of the weather, for about 350, 400 years. So if the Earth is a billion years old, like they say, wonder how long. That's not even a blink.
No.
If the Earth is a few million years old, like they say, that's not even a blink.
Exactly.
And so my point is that we don't know that we're in a cycle, you know, or this is just the way that things are. You know, think about it. We all grew up here in Cleveland where – It was 68 that the lake caught on fire? I mean, the river caught on fire.
Yeah.
The Cuyahoga River caught on fire. And I worked at Sherwin-Williams Paint then where they used to dump into it. And I remember they told us if we saw the EPA boat in 1970 to always get your supervisor. But that's another story.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is this. Remember Lake Erie was supposed to be dead?
Yeah.
And then this was in the 1960s. They said that it would be at least 200 years before that thing was usable. And I look at it, and in 1983, Lake Erie was voted the hottest freshwater fishing spot in the world.
And what happened to all
the dead lake? Because the ban did work. Nobody fished in it. People left it alone.
Right.
And it cleaned itself up inside of like a 20-year period. So, I mean, you know, these scientists, I don't know. Like I said, I studied under the ones that said we were going to freeze to death. Now I guess the hot boys are around.
I'll jump real quick through this. In 1972, here's what they claim. Okay, we have 10 years to stop this. said Maurice Strong, then the UN Environmental Secretary, regarding the world's environmental problems. So let's jump over to 1982. The UN director said that the world didn't change its course, would face an environmental catastrophe. Then you go to year 2000. Snowfalls are now just a thing of the past. Really? Yeah. I mean, the Times, I'll close with this. The Epic Times. There's three pages. They go through December 2007, March 2008, June 2008, February. I mean, it's three pages of all the predictions from these paid lunatics, morons, the United Nations, and all these elite globalists who want to destroy America, put this garbage out.
Amen. Amen. It's really sad. It's really sad.
But you see, here's the whole thing, too, Randy. It goes on every day. Every day, the Weather Channel clouds. Now, if you turn on, for example, 19, First Fair, everywhere. At the bottom, they give you air reports. News Channel 5, you get to watch the weather. The air reports. They're scaring the hell out of you to follow climate change.
Absolutely. But think about this. This guy... Is Adams there in the other article I read is thinking of monitoring individual households.
That's 666.
I mean, first off, talk about Big Brother.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do, put a meter in my living room? Not really.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad you said that. They've already got it set up across America where they no longer have to go outside and shut your water off. They can do it electronically.
You're right.
And your cell phones, they can shut our cell phones off within a mile radius, no big deal. They can shut the gas off. They can stop you. They've already got this set up. So when they say, well, this is smart meters, this is to help you monitor. Then they turn around and they give you these bings so you can watch who's coming into your house at your door. Did you know Big Brother in Utah and in Colorado is monitoring why you got your smartphone in your watching the UPS driver come in there, they're watching everything
watching. But let's talk about something more basic than this. Do you think that when you watch TV that they can't look in?
Oh, they do.
That's what new TVs are for. You're looking out and you think that they didn't make it where they could look in when you watch TV.
They're not stupid. We have been monitored. Folks, let me real quick here now. Here's a really good one. I got this through the mail, and I wrote back to these morons, and I'm calling them morons. This is a subscription called The Nation, okay? Catherine Vanden Heuvel is the editor, director, and publisher. The letter she sends me is, though there's a Democrat in the White House, we face new obstacles from Congress and a glowing extremist right. At this time of peril, the nation stands strongly for changes that will protect our voting rights, the million machines, our elections, our reproductive rights, and that will bring about a better future for the working people. Fact, she puts, even after attempting a coup, Donald Trump is preparing for another presidential run, as Trump National Security Council official Fiona Hill has noted, the ex-president is mulling again a return to see what he does more as a crown than the presidency in 2024. If he makes a successful return, Hill says, democracy is done. She puts down fact. Voting rights are being gutted. The Democrats in the Senate failed to pass either for the People Act or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Both measures sought to restore voting protections that have been stripped away from the people by color by either state legislators or the Supreme Court. Both were passed by House of Representatives. Neither has passed the Senate because Republicans oppose voting rights, while the certain Democrats, namely Joe Manchin, still loves a filibuster. Fact. Over 1 million people have died from COVID. 19 million are collecting unemployment. 25 million are facing hunger. And up to 40 million are facing eviction. While politicians debate raising the minimum wage, 30% of the people in households with income less than 25 years report they have nothing to eat. She goes on and on in her article basically saying that it's time for her progressives to take to the streets. It's time for her socialists to rise up and do away with the evil criminals. On abortion rights, here's what she says. What conservatives want is to take away the rights of women to control their own bodies. It's just not the attack on Roe versus Wade, recent legislation in Texas, which bans abortions after 6 weeks of gestation and empowers private bounty hunters to sue anyone who aids and abets an abortion. Let them do just that. It's unconstitutional and lawless. Why is it U.S. Judge Robert Pittman issued a temporary injunction in the fall explaining what the legal system objectively requires? But most conservatives will look at that and say, I don't care. Instead, it's just about power. And right now, conservatives are the ones who have it. They will wield the power against women's right until we do something to stop them. She goes on and on to say, last but not least, on climate change. In an interview with covering climate new partners, including The Nation, climate activist Greta Thunberg emphasized, when I'm taking action, I don't feel like I'm helpless and that things are hopeless because I feel like I'm doing everything I can. And that gives me very much hope, especially to sell all the people around the world, the activists who are taking action, who are fighting for the present and for their future. Our new progressive leaders, did you get this? Our new progressive leaders are challenging the neoliberal and conservatives of past decades. Their platforms focus on innovative use of government power to serve working and poor people. And in an era when political parties have been reduced to little more than money machines, those candidates come from a base of organizers who are building independent organizations to do vibrant political parties would do. Reach out and recruit new members, organize volunteer, civil activists, provide proper education, and then identify and support the candidates who oppose them. Do not have anything to do with this new magazine called The Nation.
I got you.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Did you ever get the feeling as you're staring at the ceiling that this game of life we're playing fair seems as fast as we can make it? There's a hand that grabs and takes it till they plant us in a grave somewhere. Like a rodent on a treadmill, we keep pushing for it uphill, but we never seem to get too far. Well, if you think you're being taken, then you're ready to awaken to the truth of what we really are. We're all indentured servitudinal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some socialistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is we're all saps who pay our taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb. Could the state of our condition be the product of omission, what we didn't learn in public schools? And did our fathers all through history all fight and die for liberty so we could play the tyrant's fools? And can you call it education when it's all indoctrination to obey the hidden powers that be? Did we fight the revolution? Did we win the world wars just to slumber into slavery? We're all indentured servitudinal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some humanistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is we're all saps who pay those taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb. While Franklin and Eleanor were telling us they hated war, they made a deal behind our backs. They said the bankers could enslave us for a portion of our wages, and today we call it income tax. But what they failed then to tell us was the way they planned to sell us into statutory slavery. Now it's called constructive fraud. Some even claim the wrath of God. I call it social insecurity.
Let's stop being indentured servitudal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, and reclaim our lost posterity. Rise up and proclaim liberty. It's high time we rock the boat and make some waves, 'cause as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb. They'll starve us on their communistic crumb. And the naked truth and fact is, we don't have to pay those taxes. Yes, it's time we show those banksters, those international gangsters. So let's turn the tables and spoil all their fun.
That's all.
All right.
Well, we're back again. Hey, my name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, in the great state of Ohio. I live in Brunswick. Hey, check me out on Facebook, Dwayne Risco 73. Check me out and leave me a post. Randy, take it away.
Okay, yeah. You know, before I start this next article, which really follows Dwayne's article kind of nicely, the one just before, I want to tell you for the last time about that newsletter. We have a wonderful newsletter, and anybody who gets it will tell you how wonderful it is.
It's fantastic.
That's exactly right, and it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. It covers the issues we cover as well as some of the other ones, and it's absolutely free. So if you're interested in it and you want to do it the easy way, just give us a call, 440-that's 338-1367. Leave your name and your mailing information. That's just say you want the newsletter. Leave your name. And that's, once again, 440-338-1367. Did I say that right? I said that right. It's 1367 if I said it wrong. And also, if you want to write it in, you can write in the same way. It comes from WRWL Ministries, 14781, and that's 14781 Sperry Road, S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, and that's Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. Once again, WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, and that's Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. Now I'm going to go to an article here. RFK Jr. nails it, exposes the lies Americans are being told about Russia's war in Ukraine. This is an interesting article. It says RFK Jr., who declared last week he's running against Joe Biden for the 2024 Democratic Party presidential nomination, was one of the last guests, it turns out, to appear on Tucker Carlson's Fox News program. And we all know what happened to Tucker Carlson last week. He got fired. Okay. And thank goodness for the popular host that the RFK was on as one of his last guests, because he dropped several bombshells that challenged the conventional wisdom among Americans and others in the West that Ukraine is winning or even has a chance to defeat the much larger Russia. The general theme in my speech was this corrupt merger of state and corporate power, which is turning our country into a corporate kleptocracy, into a system of cushy socialism for the rich and this kind of brutal, merciless capitalism for the poor, Kennedy told Carlson, referring to his speech announcing his candidacy. It keeps us in a state of war. It bails out our banks at the same time that, you know, this month was the month that the United States government told 30 million people it was cutting their welfare check, their food stamp checks by 90%. It took 15 million people off of Medicare. It gave $300 million to the Silicon Valley Bank and tapped up the cost of the Ukraine war to $113 billion. We're sending $113 billion to the Ukraine. The entire budget of the EPA is $12 billion. The budget of CDC is $11 billion, he continued. And we have 57% of Americans could not put their hands on $1,000 if they had a $1,000 emergency. A quarter of our citizens are hungry, RFK added. So we're cutting welfare and food stamps by 90%, and we're paying and we're bailing out the bankers. We're paying for a war that, you know, we can't afford. Continuing on, he added, the way we do this is by printing money. We print up 10 centuries worth of money in the last 14 years. And don't you think that that's absolutely awful. I think that they would, and particularly the issues of war. You know, my son went over there and fought for Ukraine, as I said today. Now, down here, here's the last thing I'd like to point out here, and that's that it says here, here's one last thing. Nobody talks about this. There are 14,000 Ukrainian civilians who have been killed, but 300,000 troops. Russians are killing Ukrainians at a 7-to-1, 8-to-1 ratio. They cannot sustain this. Well, what we're being told about this war is just not true, he added. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, it's an amazing thing. Hey, I neglected one thing, but those are fantastic articles. And, folks, that's why the newsletter is so important, because you're going to get stuff that you're not going to get on Fox or News
right.
Nation or nothing. So you really need to get it. And we're going to bring Pastor Hell up. He's about online. But I want to thank the Sandman, Carl J. Bilski out of Medina. You know, today before I came on the radio, and please, I am not blowing my own horn. I'm not patting myself on the back. But the reason I'm telling you this, because I've met so many people here in the last month that come up to me and says, the articles that you put on Facebook, they lift me. They lift me up. I look forward to always what you have to say. And I got a beautiful plaque from a bunch of people that got together, and it says, Dwayne Risco, we, your friends, thank you for all your guidance and kind words you share with us from Facebook. I got a plaque for these guys, and I'm sure Carl Bilski, the Sandman, was behind this. And, folks, really, I tried to put myself in the hurting world, and I post these things with beautiful pictures and stuff, and then I put small captions so to uplift you and help you to get through, whether you lost a loved one, whether you've been lied to, whether you've been heartbroken, whether you're dying in sickness and disease. I try to offer help because I learned this from what God has to say in the Bible. You know, here's one thing really quick. I learned last year that when you walk into a place and you smile and you say hello to people, they have proven, Randy and Hal, that by doing that, people have stopped from committing suicide.
Amen.
And I was blown away.
That's true. But I guess we should call you the award-winning Coach Dwayne Risco, because you have won an award. And I want to say praise God. You deserve it.
I'm honored. I'm humbled that so many people enjoy a word of hope, because the world is full of hate and violence and liars. And does anybody tell the truth anymore? Does anybody give things to people without expecting them in return? You know, careful how you talk. Did you know that words can hurt? The Bible says it goes into the early belly. You could destroy people, you can slander them, or you can build them up and uplift them. And I was always wanting to uplift people, because when you have Jesus in your heart, you want to help the people, the poor, the needy, the downbroken. I don't care if you're black, yellow. I don't care where you live. It's not the clothes you wear. It's not the car you drive. It's not the house you got. It's not the money you got. It's how do you treat one another. Right, Hal?
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, Pastor Hal, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, great.
Are you ready for the invitation?
Well, I don't think we are. How much time we got, Sal? We got a bunch, don't we?
We got plenty of time. We'll let you know when it's right. You know, while you're listening, What's Right, What's Left has been a beacon. What's Right, What's Left radio broadcast for all these years. Picture being out on a storm, and there's no place to turn to, because all you're getting is nothing but no hope. And then here's Pastor Sanders and Randy and Hal and Joe Larson and Elaine and Coach and all the people that call in for prayer requests. We build one another. We warn you, and we expose the liars and the corruption at the same time. We offer you hope. We give you another reason to continue. Yeah, you're going to die. Those of you right now, listen to me. Some of you are in a wheelchair. Some of you have a walker. Some of you have canes. Your eyesight's going. Your hearing's going. You're getting old. You're up in years. The death angel could come at any time. You need to know that no matter what situation you're in, Jesus is your answer. And What's Right, What's Left radio ministry always has the phone lines that you could call for a prayer request. Isn't that right, guys?
That's exactly right. I mean, come on. You know, it's the most important thing. The only thing is Christ.
That's it.
I mean, you know, what do they say? Whatever we do shall pass, and what we do shall for Christ shall last. And that's true. That's very, very true. All right, we got time for another article, don't we? Yeah, we do. We do. Okay, listen to this. Trading of First Republic Bank stock halts after share plunges. is the U.S. government going to seize it? Trading of the First Republic Bank shares halted, and this was on Wednesday, after its shares price plunged more than 50%. Earlier this week, the First Republic Bank said customer deposits tumbled 40% in quarter one, worse than Wall Street expected. Deposits fell $104.5 billion in its first quarter, but the bank says deposits have since stabilized. What are they stabilized? Down to nothing. Zero is pretty stable. The U.S. government may seize First Republic Bank's assets. And I just wanted to read that because for those of you that have money in banks, you still need to be very, very watchful of your money in banks.
Oh, yeah.
Because don't think for any stretch of the imagination that the government with its cronies will not bail out a bank. And like I said, and then they cut, 30 million people on Medicare and welfare and that sort of thing. They took 15 million people off Medicare. I mean, that's disgraceful.
Astounding. And it goes to show you folks, we are living in a time, as we talked earlier in the first hour, the world is going mad. People don't know who they are. They have a possession of what's between their legs. They're hung up on perverted sex. We've got an administration that all they care about is sex perverts. They honor sex perverts, and they cut down Christians and conservatives. They hate the God of the Bible. We live in a time where we're seeing 666 is coming fast. The cashless society is coming. The one world government is coming. You see how they're taking all our freedoms away. They want to control what you eat. They want to control what you drink. They want to control what you drive, where you go, how much you can spend, what you can get. They're coming this globally, folks. And if you can't see that, you need to get alone with God and call out to him and ask for guidance, because it's a matter of time before the father's going to say to the son, go get your bride. And guess what? For all of you who don't believe in the rapture, knock yourselves out. I got two words for you. See ya, because I'm going up in the clouds with Randy and the boys.
Well, why don't you, let's put, hey, Pastor Hal, it's time. You got, about 4.5? Okay, got 4.5.
Okay, I just want to say that one thing we all got in common is that we all want to go to heaven, and this world's getting worse and worse. It's turned into a big cesspool because everything this Antichrist government is doing right now, they're doing by design. They're not doing it because they're stupid and don't know what they're doing and everything. They want to make America a bankrupt U.S., totally bankrupt U.N.-controlled one-world country, and every day they're doing something to destroy America. They hate God and they hate America. And that's what you got running this government right now. How anybody could turn around and vote Democrat again, they have to be brain dead. But anyway, things are going to get worse. And the only way to get out of here is through Jesus Christ coming back to take us home, which he's about to do. All prophecy points to that. But the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is a God of love, but he's also a God of righteousness. His righteousness cannot allow sin to come into heaven. So if you want to go to heaven, you can't go there with your sins. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Christ. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. He actually transferred your guilt and my guilt onto his son Jesus. And when Jesus said it is finished, that means all the work necessary for your redemption has been done. But it don't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And Luke 13:3 says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is admitting something to God he knows already anyway. Without Jesus Christ in our hearts, we're a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. And that's where we're going to end up unless we turn to Jesus with true repentance, being sorry about the fact we're a sinner, and asking him to come into our hearts and give to us the payment he paid for us on the cross. Now, a lot of you think your good works and your church membership is going to take you to heaven. That's a big lie you've been taught from the cradle to the grave. The Bible says it's a free gift. Jesus did all the work. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's when you come to God admitting you can't save yourself, your church can't save you. You can be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. It's only Jesus coming into your heart and giving you the payment he paid for you on the cross, and he's the only way. John 14:6 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if you want that payment Jesus paid for you on the cross, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what's known as the sinner's prayer. It's when you believe in Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, ask him to come into your heart and save you. He'll come in and give it to you. And so let me lead you to Christ right now in a simple prayer of faith. You can pray on your own, but there's a lot of people that ask for help and praying and stuff. But so even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God, though. Only you can open up the door of your heart. So let's pray and mean it with all your heart. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross, Lord Jesus, and paid the penalty for my sin, shed your blood to wash away my sins and give me eternal life. And Lord Jesus, I here and now, right now, ask you to come into my heart. Give me the payment you paid in my place so I can come to heaven. Give me eternal life and save my soul from hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And when it said believe on, that meant more than just the head knowledge. It meant you put your faith in and received him as your Savior. And why? That you may know it, not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but you may know. How do you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. That's why I know if I had a big heart attack right now, my soul would be with Jesus before my body even hit the floor. As the Apostle Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's for only for those who receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Go ahead, Coach.
All right, we're winding this down. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing us to come into your living room or wherever you're at in your radio. And, hey, listen, be a doer of the word. Help the needy. Help the poor. Visit the sick. Take care of the elderly. Defend them. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands. Children, obey. Randy, I want to thank you.
Coach,
it's always
real,
be here.
Real yeah. quick, give them your coordinates again. Give them real quick because we're inside
quick,
of a minute.
Dwayne Risco, D-U-A-N-E-R-I-S-K-O, 73, Facebook. Dwayne Risco, YouTube. Go to D-U-A-N-E-R-I-S-K-O, Facebook 73, and check out all my posts. And when you go to my pictures, it'll say my pictures and all pictures. Go to the pictures. When you click on one of them, you'll see all the little articles that I wrote, and hopefully they'll be a blessing to you. Hey, okay. Jesus loves you, and I love you too.
Okay, we're inside. Come on. Good night.
He's getting ready.
We are there. Good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Go Buckeyes.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.